With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. As part of plans to open a $100 million medical campus at Kamana Bay, the team at Health City Cayman Islands is also extending its presence in the sister islands with the opening of an office in Cayman Brac. Chief Business Officer at Health City Cayman Islands, Shamari Scott, says this will help residents in the sister islands get more comprehensive coverage without the need to travel to Grand Cayman.
30% of residents in the sister islands are older than 50 years of age. The need for accessible medical services for this age group is critical and will only increase in the future. We have calculated that at least 50 air trips per annum from the BRAC will be prevented.
Mr. Scott says these services will extend to those living in Little Cayman as well. The facility, once completed, will be the first hospital in the region to offer bone marrow transplantation and CAR T-cell therapy, a type of treatment in which a patient's T-cells are changed in the laboratory so they will attack cancer cells.
This 70,000 square foot medical campus expansion will include a comprehensive oncology offering, state-of-the-art maternity unit, a neonatal intensive care unit and pediatric services, robotic surgery, and advanced emergency services and critical care. This is in addition to the wide range of specialist services that are already available at Health City.
Clinical Director and Senior Cardiac Surgeon at Health City Cayman Islands, Dr. Benoit Chattamparambil, says there will be a comprehensive oncology offering as well.
The new campus at Kamana Bay will also be home to state-of-the-art maternity services and a neonatal intensive care unit, meaning far fewer Cayman babies will have to travel overseas for life-saving medical care. A facility close to Georgetown and the Cayman's other hospitals will greatly improve the outcome for any newborn needing medical care.
During construction of the new medical campus, Health City Cayman Islands will open a smaller satellite location within Kamana Bay, which will be integrated within the larger proposed facility when it's complete. In other news, the dialysis unit at the Georgetown Hospital will be this year's recipient of part of the proceeds from an upcoming 2021 events planned by the organizers of Cayman Carnival Bada Banu, the national carnival of the Cayman Islands. A series of events are planned over the next few months, starting with a carnival-themed 5K walk-run on February 28th at Kamana Bay at 7 a.m. at the Crescent. You can register online at caymanactive.com. And a quick note from the Ministry of Education. Everyone is invited to join the ministry on Tuesday for the official renaming of Savannah Primary School in honor of education stalwart, the late Joanna Faith Clark. The event starts at 4:30 p.m. in the school's cafeteria. For more details, you can email ministryevents@gov.ky. Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which will take us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller from Radio Cayman's newsroom.
BBC News with Moira Alderson. Prime Minister Boris Johnson has announced plans for a phased withdrawal of the strict coronavirus lockdown across England. The Prime Minister said pupils in all schools and further education institutes would return to their classrooms in 2 weeks' time. People would also be able to meet one person from outside their household. The next step will be the reopening of sports facilities and, from the 12th of April, non-essential retail outlets, including hairdressers. Italy's ambassador to the Democratic Republic of Congo has been killed in an attack on a United Nations convoy in the east of the country. Luca Attanasio died along with an Italian military policeman. Officials at the Virunga National Park say the attack was an attempted kidnapping. The US Supreme Court has rejected an attempt by Donald Trump to prevent his tax returns and other financial records from being handed over to a grand jury convened by the Manhattan District Attorney. A lower court had ruled the records were pertinent to allegations that hush money had been paid before the 2016 presidential election. Brazil's stock market has opened nearly 6% down on the first day of trading since President Jair Bolsonaro replaced the head of the national oil company, Petrobras. Investors appear to be worried that the company's ability to make the best commercial decisions will be politically compromised. A judicial inquiry into government corruption in South Africa has asked the Constitutional Court to jail former President Jacob Zuma for 2 years. It follows Mr. Zuma's failure last week to appear before the commission, despite a court order compelling him to testify. BBC News.